Good evening, Andy. Thank you for joining us after this 0-0 draw with Chester. Andy, with it being the two best defences in the league going head-to-head today, perhaps it was no surprise the game ended 0-0.
Yeah, I didn't think there was ever going to be loads of chances because, like I say, it's two very well-organised teams. And I suppose when it's at 0-0, you don't change too much because you're happy. You're still in the game. I suppose if one of us had scored early, it might have been a different sort of game. But, yeah, overall, yeah, tough game for us, to be honest. Chester are a good team. I didn't think we was at our best, if I'm being really honest. But we did get some good blocks in. We did defend our box really well. Jazz made a couple of saves. And for me, it's the bigger picture. It's just another point on the board.
Yeah, next point is it's 0-0, which means it's another point on the board. It's 23 clean sheets on my reckoning in 40 league matches, which is something quite phenomenal, really. And if you can't win it, don't lose it.
No, I've said that. I'll say it week in, week out, be in the game in the last little bit, and we were right up to the end. I said a bit of luck at the end when we broke. We could have almost nicked it, which, you know, would probably have been harsh on them, if I'm being honest, because I thought they created better chances than us. But that's football, you stay in it, you never know what's going to happen. So we had a few tired bodies out there, a few aches and pains. It's been a busy 10 days, whatever. We've picked up some good results, playing an Astro three times in a week, which is hard on the boys, you know, as good as it is to play on it, it does drain you. And like I said, we've found a way to get another point.
Andy, I know that it's an opportunity when you get a big crowd to showcase what your team can do. And I know we had a big fan base here today, 1,600 or so Tamworth fans, plus obviously over 600 from Chester as well. Yeah. And a new National League North record for Tamworth with the crowd today. Is it a bit of a disappointment then that we didn't showcase really what we can do?
Yeah, it is. Of course it is, because you want to win. You get that many people, you want to win 4-0, they'll be all excited and everyone want to come rushing back because we play loads of this, that and the other. But you have to be realistic. You know, we could have, if we'd have been one down, we could have perhaps gambled and tried to be a bit more attack-minded. But then we didn't want to lose that point either. So, you know, I've got good players on the bench who didn't come on. Naif, Bex, you know, are both attacking players. But I didn't want to bring them on and risk losing what we had, because ultimately a point at home for Chester at this stage of the season or at any time against a club of that magnitude, and you know, I think they're hybrid or whatever, but they've got good players, they're up there as well, it is a point gained. So yeah, we'd like to put on a better show, but I think it was all going to be a tight game. You know, we're never going to be gung-ho and go and try and win it at all costs, because we didn't need to do that.
Fair enough. I think most people are in probably the mindset I am, really, getting almost hyper aware of where we are, the amount of games we've got left. We've got a 13-point gap after today's results, albeit surely Scunthorpe game in hand, but we've got 6 games to go. We trudge on from one week to another, we're getting the results as we've done. But it's almost to its inevitable conclusion, really, Andy, of becoming champions ultimately. Do you have much to say in terms of team talks when it comes to motivating them? Or is it the fact that we're that close now and momentum just gets us over the line?
I don't think we've ever had to motivate this group, because they know what they want to do. They know what we're working towards. And like I said, we've still got a lot of big games to play, 6 games. We've got to get some points from there, because Chorley and Scunthorpe are both more than capable of winning every game. That means we're going to need some more points. That's how we're taking it. That's why we've took a point today, 1-3. It'll be no different next week and the game after, because that's the mentality we've got. Like I say, nothing's done. Football turns around really, really quickly. You know, momentum can change really, really quickly. And like I said, although coming back to the support there, although we wasn't really good going forward, hopefully the people there will see how much it means to the players, how much they put the blocks in, how much that point mattered. They didn't just give it up because we weren't at our best. So that for me is equally as important as being really excited. The desire not to lose the game. You know, some of the blocks second half are superb. The saves Jazz has made, you know, the Mollet blocks, the Cullinine, Arbour blocks were worth coming in for anyway. That's as good as a goal. That dressing room, you know, plus there's so much competition places, no one will take it for granted until we get the required points. We don't know how many points that's going to be. What I do know is we're a point closer than we were this morning. We've got loads of tough games to go. 6 games is still a lot, 18 points to play for, and we need to get as many as we can.
So on to King's Lynn away next Saturday, live on TNT Sports, and a very early start and a early kick-off at 12:30. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it was a bit different. You know, the routine's going to change, but it changes for them as well. But again, a bit like today, when you get that many people, you know, get the opportunity to play live on the telly, they've got to embrace it. We've got to put a good show in. We've got to be ready for it. Whatever time the kick-off is, we need to make sure we give a good account of ourselves and show everyone who's watching just what we've achieved and what we can achieve. Again, another tough game going away from home. I think Kings Lynn are probably one of the form teams at the moment. They've sort of turned their season around, so it'll be tough. I think we need to play better than we did today, if I'm being really, really honest. But equally, I'm not overcritical, because we've won 3 before today. It's a tough ask to keep doing that. I was disappointed against Kirsten when we drew 0-0 because I thought we need to get a reaction. We've had that reaction. I think we've picked up 10 points out of the next 12. So, yeah, looking forward to next week because, you know, if you're involved in football and you get an opportunity to appear live on national TV and you're not looking forward to it, you know, you've worked hard for that, you know, you should be in football. So looking forward to it, but equally we need to be prepared for it.
Yeah, we'll look forward to it as well, Andy. Thank you very much for your time today.
Cheers, thank you.